Hey, buddy, is that you? Are you home? Am I forgetting anything? Keys, check. Wallet, check. Phone, check. Hello? Rumi, is that you? Why isn't anyone answering me? Oh God, what if that was a burglar? Hello? Rumi, are you home? Hello? Oh my God, are you all right? What happened to you? Also, couldn't you at least answer me or call for me? Jeez, what happened to you? Are you okay? How bad is it? Do I need to call the ambulance? Oh, okay. No ambulance. But like, do you need me to take you to the hospital? No? Are you sure? Are you 100% sure? All right, okay. Whatever you say. But at the very least, let me clean your wounds and patch you up, yeah? Sounds good? Okay, I'll be right back with the first aid kit. Now, where is the first aid kit? Okay, I'm back with the med kit. Here, let me see the wounds. Oh my. How did you manage to be like this? What happened? You tripped while walking down the stairs? Oh my. Well, that explains the scrapes all over your arms and legs. Wait, did you sprain your ankle too? Oh, of course you did. Now that you mention it, I can definitely see the swelling on your ankle. Oh my goodness. You can be such a klutz sometimes, you know that? I mean, how did you manage to... Like, what were you doing? Were you not paying attention? Which stairs did that happen at? Was it the one downstairs? Like the one in our building, or... the one outside? Oh, the one near the garage? Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, I get what you mean now. That one is kind of hard to walk on. The steps are kind of short, so I totally see why you slipped. To be honest, I'm more surprised on how you haven't gotten injured there more often. Stay still. I gotta clean the wound first. Yeah, sure, I'll be gentle. Oh, shush. I haven't even done it yet, so you can quit twitching around. I know it stings, but it will be quick. So stop whining and power through it. My goodness. If you whine one more time, I'll pour this entire bottle of hydrogen peroxide on the entire surface of your wound. Would you like that instead? There. Done. You can quit the whining now. I'll wrap the wound with a bandage and we're done. What? My outfit? What about it? Oh yeah, right. I'm going on a date. I figured, why not, you know? I've been feeling kind of lonely lately, so I thought, you know, why not get back out there? It's not like I have a crush or anything. I mean, even if someone had a crush on me, why wouldn't they just come out and confess, you know? I've been waiting and waiting, and they still haven't made their move yet. So I don't know if they even like me like that. When will they confess? I don't know, but I really hope they don't do it right now when I'm about to meet someone new, you know? Because that would be awkward. And maybe too late. Why are you giving me that look? What's that supposed to mean? Are you jealous? Do you not want me to go on this date? Are you jealous that I'm about to see someone else and not you? I'm just messing with you. Jeez, you should have seen the look on your face. Oh my. I mean, you gotta admit, that was low-key funny. Your face was like that one Pikachu surprise meme, all stunned-like. Oh, come on, loosen up a little. That was kind of funny. I was kidding. You don't have to get all serious like that. Oh, by the way, what are you going to do with your sprained ankle? Do you need my help with that too? Yeah? Are you sure you're gonna be okay? Oh, come on. Let me take a look at it. Does it hurt when I turn it a little bit? Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you. It looks pretty bad. Are you sure you don't want to go to the hospital? I mean, you can barely put any weight on it. Oh, yeah? Try standing up. See? That's what I thought. I really think you should try to go to the hospital and see if you broke anything. Ugh, no. Are you serious? Why are you so stubborn? What? That doesn't make any Okay, and? Just because you sprained your ankle before doesn't mean this time will be the same. What if the sprain is worse than before? You don't know for sure. Of course I'm worried. You're my good friend, and of course I'll be worried. How could I not? I care about you. More than you think, you idiot. Hmm? What? I didn't say anything. Okay, so what are you going to do about your ankle? I could help wrap it up with elastic bandages to help stop the swelling. Yeah? Okay, sure. But this is just a temporary solution to a much bigger problem. Just saying. I mean, painkillers and an ice pack doesn't seem like a bad plan, but... still, what if it's worse than a sprain? What then? By the time you get it checked out after waiting, it might get a lot worse. Trust you? No. Nuh-uh. You're a huge klutz, so no. I don't trust you one bit with your own health. I was just kidding. You're so stubborn, you know that? Fine. If you don't want to go to the hospital, then I won't force you anymore. But if your ankle doesn't get any better after a week, don't come crying at me to take you to the hospital. Oh, sorry. Was that too tight? Sorry. I'll loosen it up. Yeah, I think we still have some ibuprofen pills. They are somewhere in the bag. Oh. See? We still have some left. Here you go. And the ice pack. Well, to be honest, I don't think we even have an ice pack. It's fine. I can get it when I get back from my date with someone new I'm seeing. There's that look again. Why? Do you have something to say? Don't look away. Look at me. What did you mean with that look you just gave me now? Are you jealous? Huh? Come on, just admit it. You're jealous. I know you are. Don't act all surprised now. I know you have feelings for me. I knew you liked me for a while now, actually. I mean, does it really matter how I knew? I mean, sure, if you really wanted to know. One, you drunk texted me twice and the texts were straight up gibberish. I could barely understand it, but I managed. Somehow. And in those texts, you said you liked me for a really long time now. I told myself those texts probably meant nothing, but then you deleted them the next day and acted like nothing happened? Huh? Like, what? That could only mean that you slipped up. You tried to hide your emotions, but the alcohol must have gotten your guard down and you slipped up. You drunkenly texted your true feelings, and then you had the audacity to delete it and acted like nothing happened? I took a screenshot of it, you know. But even that doesn't make me fully believe that you like me. I was only like 75% sure. But then the one night... Remember when you fell asleep at your desk at 3 in the morning? Yeah, you still had music playing through your speaker at the time, so I went over to check. I mean, it wasn't that loud, but it was still annoying to hear music at 3 a.m. I went over to your room to check on you, and there you were, asleep on your desk. I tried to turn off the music, and then I accidentally saw it. I saw the Discord message you were writing to me before you fell asleep. That made me 100% sure you had a crush on me. What do you have to say, huh? Ugh! Oh my God, are you still not going to admit it? Oh, sorry about that. Did that hurt you? I'm so sorry. I intentionally tightened the bandages around your ankle. Should I sprain your other ankle? Hmm? Will that be enough for you to finally admit you like me? I waited and waited and waited for the day you'd finally tell me how you truly feel, and still nothing. So I started questioning whether or not your feelings are real, and that exhausted me mentally. And then I started feeling lonely, so I thought, why not go back out there to see if anyone is willing to take a chance on me? You know, since you don't want to. There, I've finished wrapping your ankle. Now, is it easier for you to admit your feelings when I'm up close like this? Huh? How about now? Don't look away. Look at me. Admit it. Admit you like me and that you're jealous to see me go on a date with another person. No. Things between us haven't changed just because I knew about the text and the Discord message. I want you to say it with your mouth. Use those pretty lips of yours to say it. No, because if you don't say it, then how would I know you're serious about me? About us? Because you technically didn't send that Discord message and you deleted those drunk texts. So as far as I'm concerned, you still haven't said or admitted anything. How would I know if you really like me or not? Just admit it. Just 3 words. Say it and I'm yours. Just as I thought, you don't really mean it. That's probably my date. I gotta pick up. Hello? Hi, yeah, it's me. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay, sure. Wait, where? Oh, okay, gotcha. By the Reddish building? Yeah, sure, I can meet you there. I just gotta finish something and I'll be right there. Goodbye. If you don't want to say it, then... I gotta go. I don't really want to keep them waiting, so... No, I told you. Either you say it or this is not happening. It doesn't matter if I knew. Like I said, it could be fake. Okay, then. I'm gonna go now since you're stubborn. I'll get you that ice pack when I come back from my date. Goodbye. I'll see you later. Hmm? What's that? Say it again, but louder. I can't hear you. Louder? Again? Again? Really? Is that how you really feel? Yeah? And what are you gonna do next? Really? Show me then. Okay. I was expecting you to say, I like you, but not love. That was unexpected. What if I don't love you back? What then? What will you do then? I'm kidding. I was just attempting to lighten up the mood since you're so tense. I love you too. Wow. Your ankle must have healed already, huh? Seeing how you're able to stand again. It must have hurt a lot, huh? It's okay. I got you. Just sit down. Oh yeah, my date. I don't actually have a date. That was my friend. We had dinner plans at this new restaurant, so I thought, why not dress up for the occasion? Yeah, I lied. I just wanted to see if you were jealous. I can just reschedule with my friend. It's fine, don't worry about it. I mean, now that I don't have any plans anymore, I can stay home and take care of you. Yeah, you'd like that, wouldn't you? Okay, I'll order us some food, and then I'll see if I can go out and get you an ice pack. Sounds like a plan, yeah? I love you too. Okay, rest here, and I'll be right back. Howdy, howdy, and thank you very much for listening to this audio. I have no idea who sent this to me at all, but it was just up on my computer for a while, and then I saw in the tab on my Brave browser, like, this is a script. How'd that get there? So I don't know if someone sent it to me or I just stumbled upon it in like a fever dream or something like that, but it's here. And then I was like, oh, let me read this. I read it. I liked it. I recorded it. It kind of hit close to home. Something like this kind of occurred to me back in high school, not one for one or anything, but like confessing because you're kind of backed up to a corner. And it's either confess or have this opportunity pass by. So someone was kind of like baiting me pretty much. So, you know, like, nobody likes me. This ain't anything. I'm unlovable. I'm never going to get a girlfriend. And I told them, well, first of all, you're dumb because I like you. You know, now, what I didn't realize is it wasn't a bait. I kind of played myself. They didn't have any feelings for me or anything. I think they were just fishing for compliments. But I end up admitting a truth and they kind of took it as a joke. Which, in hindsight, what can you do? Sometimes you get played. So yeah, it kind of reminded me of that. But instead of it being a bait, it's genuine. And I hope if anyone's ever gone through something like this, that it ended up similar. Or, you know, if something happens where something like this does occur in your life, it goes down exactly like this. Maybe not getting injured, you know, nothing, there's no positive about, you know, spraining your ankle or anything like that, nor getting manhandled by somebody to get a confession. But yeah, this audio was fun to record, and I personally, once again, I always say this, I love aggressive speakers or aggressive roles. I will love it forever. So gotta find more scripts like this. Thank you very much, by the way, to side character IRL from the GWA Script Guild subreddit. Sorry, whoops. If I thank anybody, it's typically from a subreddit, which I will link or say explicitly in the description. Or they may be from Discord, in which case I'll link the Discord. But yeah, thank you everybody for listening, and I'll talk to you guys next time, all right? Bye-bye.